How can we develop an unbreakable bond of love for Jehovah? And what blessings will we enjoy as a result? Well, we invite you to listen carefully to Brother Ed Johnson as he presents the opening talk of this assembly, Remember the Greatest Commandment.
So if you turn with me to Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38. Now, Jesus was questioned by a man versed in the Mosaic Law. What is the greatest command? Now, in the Mosaic Law, of course, they had many hundreds of laws. So he was asking, what is the greatest command? So notice what Jesus brought out for us in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38. Well, this isn't new to us, but we're going to review it and see ways that we can fully apply it. And there it reads, he said to him, you must love Jehovah your God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. Then actually Mark chapter 12 and verse 30 adds the other aspect, love Jehovah with our whole strength. So you notice the four things that we were to keep in how to demonstrate our love for Jehovah, with our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. So when we think of our theme here, maintain your love for Jehovah, that's crucial. For instance, maintaining our vehicle. If we don't maintain it, it breaks down. If we don't maintain our love for Jehovah, it too will break down. And we're going to look at some examples of how that happened for some. You see, because this command wasn't new. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and 5, the Israelites were told the exact same thing about this love. So it wasn't new, but why did the Israelites lose Jehovah's favor? Because they failed to maintain this love. So that's why we want to make sure that we're on guard against that. So when we think of loving Jehovah with our whole heart, it really carries the idea of the total inner person. And when we have a real true appreciation and a personal attachment, especially to Jehovah, that's the kind of love we're talking about. Whole soul. What is a whole soul? Well, it means our whole lives. We could say that Jesus was God-oriented. So everything rotated around his relationship with Jehovah, and Jehovah was in the middle. And so our goals, our life choices, that too is a reflection of how much we love Jehovah with our whole soul. We're going to expound on these in just a moment. With our whole mind. So what are the things that we think about? So that's a question that we have to answer ourselves. So where do we look to for direction, for help? Again, that's using our minds. With regards to our whole strength, you know, when I was younger, I could do a lot more. But as we get older, we realize, there's limitations. But you know, even young ones, if you spend so much time using up your energy for things that are not bad in themselves, but maybe getting up Sunday morning for the meeting, you're there. Just like the chairs are here. But they're not really doing much. So that's not what we want. We want to use our strength in pursuing our love for Jehovah. When you think of the example, for instance, of Adam and Eve. Now, they were told by Satan this great lie, that Jehovah was holding back something from them and that they deserved it. So he called Jehovah a liar. Well, you see, their love for Jehovah should have caused them to say, well, wait a second, that doesn't make sense. Why would Jehovah lie to us? And then further talk to Jehovah about it. But they didn't. So they doubted Jehovah, and that's what led them down that wrong path. Some will say, you know, why would Jehovah put this tree there for them not to be able to eat it? It doesn't make sense. Heard a nice illustration with regards to that. Ever been to a wedding? You get to enjoy that wedding, and afterwards, maybe there's a reception, and they have a beautiful buffet. But you know what? Over in this corner here is this cake. Now, if you saw little Johnny running over to cut a piece of that cake, you'd probably stop him, because that's the wedding cake. Is it wrong for them to have said, no, you can't touch that until we say we're going to cut it and give it to you? Well, no, we realize that. So was it wrong for Jehovah? Of course not. He gave them a beautiful buffet to enjoy. When a couple of different accounts, too, in the Bible, we don't have time to get into it, but just reflect on it. Like, for instance, with Judge Gideon. Now, do you remember that? What an amazing account. Down to 300 men against 135,000. What a victory Jehovah gave to them. So during the time of Judge Gideon, the Israelites were faithful. But then in the account, it goes on to say that they did not remember Jehovah after Gideon died. So in other words, they forgot. They got so busy with life that they forgot about Jehovah. So again, something that we're going to give some thought to in a moment too. In 2 Chronicles chapter 25, you might want to mark it down. You can review it later. But here, we are dealing with a man called Amaziah, king. Now, in the beginning, it says that he actually did right. But then it adds the part where it says, but not with a complete heart. And then when you look down at the end of the chapter, you see what it ended up happening was he started worshiping or bowing down to false gods, to idols. Well, yeah, his heart was not complete. He did not maintain that love that he should have with Jehovah. So again, could we in essence be bowing down to false gods, worshiping other things other than Jehovah? So let's reflect on this part on with regards to maintaining our love for Jehovah, especially when it comes to loving him with our whole heart, okay? What is the greatest gift that Jehovah has given to us? Wouldn't you say it's the ransom? Absolutely. When you think of what it can do for us. In fact, one article talked about it washing us clean. Now, to illustrate this, imagine you're having to change a baby's diaper. And you're opening this up and you're going, man, how can such a small thing produce so much? We're not even going to say what it is. And so then get the baby all cleaned up. And then you notice on your finger some of that mustard yellow stuff. What are you going to do? Well, Jehovah says, get washed up. So he provides us with the thing. Just go and wash up. But Satan, he says, you're dirty. You're not worth anything. Smeared on your face. That's not what Jehovah says. He says, no. Get washed up and take my hand. That ransom sacrifice should touch our hearts and should cause us to love Jehovah even more. Another thing that should touch our hearts is prayer. Now, we've talked about this in different aspects many times, but just imagine over 8 million prayers by his faithful servants around the world given in all these different languages. But not only that, I want you to think about this aspect. You're caught in a situation and it's a spur of the moment, and all you have time to do is say, help. And Jehovah says, it's okay, I got your back. He says, I'm there for you. Or maybe you're so upset, you're suffering so much grief, and we know some are, and they don't even know how to put it into words. And all they can say is, Jehovah, help me. And Jehovah says, I'm there for you. So he notices us so closely that he sees what we need. Isn't that something that should touch our hearts and motivate us to love him even more? So when you think of the with being whole soul now, our lives, you know, one way that we can demonstrate that is by goals. I'd like to relate a cute little experience, if I may. An 8-year-old boy, he had the goal to become an unbaptized publisher. And so Sunday, he wants to go out to service, and he ends up working with the circuit overseer and his wife. Just the three of them. They're on their way to do business territory. And along the way, the little boy's thinking, I want to be a publisher. This is my goal. And he talks to the circuit overseer and says, brother, what are your spiritual goals? And the brother's just like, well, talking with that brother afterwards, he says, you know what? It made me stop and realize, no matter how young or how old or how many years we've been in the truth, we need goals. We need spiritual goals. It's like getting into an automobile and you start it, you press on the accelerator, but there's no steering wheel. That's what a spiritual life without goals is like. We need to be going in a proper direction. So now we pray to Jehovah, we seek his direction, we seek his help, How does he help us? Let's turn to a scripture in Psalm 119 and verse 105. So as we're going to the scripture, I want you to picture in your mind this scenario. You're walking along a path. But along this path, there are many tripping hazards. Logs across the way, roots sticking up, pits. And on the side, there's this cliff. Not only that, but it's pitch black. The moon's not even shining. The stars aren't even shining. What would be a good thing to have if you were walking on a path like that? Just like what we're walking in today's world. Well, you'll notice in Psalm 119, 105, this is it. Your word is a lamp to my foot and a light for my path. So we notice two aspects of this. For instance, your word is a lamp to my foot. So it's shining right down. We can look down at our foot and we can see the tripping hazards right there. But not only that, but Jehovah says, and you look forward and I'm going to provide you with the light for your path, for your future. So that's what Jehovah's word is. That's how he helps us. So what do we want to do when we have decisions? We want to open up Jehovah's word and basically turn the flashlight on. Don't wait till we trip and fall and then see why, but do it before so that we don't have to do that. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Jehovah's given us his word to help us to do. We think of the meetings, beautiful meetings that we have that help us. And they're being enriched by all of the technology that we have now too, but it brings it to life. So again, when we want to make decisions, we look to Jehovah's word, but we want to read it daily. You know, for the young ones, we have the technology now where you can have, even if you can't read well, you can have the Bible read to you and follow along. And then the online library, you can look up points very quickly to glean little gems that will help you in making good and wise decisions. When we think of loving Jehovah with our whole strength or energy, we see that how important it is then that we allow ourselves to use our time wisely, as I mentioned earlier. Otherwise, what could happen? We have little time or energy in serving Jehovah. And so we're encouraged to really reach out and be able to do that. But in order for us to be made new from day to day, we do need to consider spiritual matters every day. Jehovah says, "Turn on the light and I will direct you." It's truly exciting times that we live in and to survive, thinking of surviving through the end of this system. But you know what? Just with those three examples that we considered, Adam, Eve, they doubted Jehovah. Well, we could doubt Jehovah too. Doubt that he could look after us in these difficult economic times, or doubt that the end is so close, or we could be like those Israelites and after Gideon died, just get so wrapped up in things that we don't have time. Or we could be like the Amaziah serving Jehovah with only a half a heart. So that's why, again, we have to maintain our love for Jehovah. Just think of some of the things that we get to enjoy. Welcoming back loved ones from death. It's just hard to imagine. Anything that Satan in this system does, Jehovah is going to undo. That is a beautiful thought to keep in mind. So if you will, turn with me in your program now and just give some thought to these questions that we're going to consider through the program and see how it's going to help us in maintaining our love for Jehovah. So what is the greatest commandment? Why is it important? Well, that's what we considered right now. So we're going to answer that in just a second. But you think of, second, how can we successfully avoid the love of the world? So we're looking forward to the answer to that and see how it will help us. How can we teach others to love the name of Jehovah? How can we show unhypocritical brotherly love? How can parents teach their children to love Jehovah? So important in these last days. How can I prove that Jehovah is your best friend? And how can we successfully maintain or restore our love for Jehovah? We look forward to finding the answers to these questions as we go through our program. So what is the greatest commandment and why is it important? We'll notice the answer. In Mark chapter 22, verses 37 and 38, and Mark chapter 12 and verse 30, Loving Jehovah with our whole heart, soul, and mind and strength is the greatest commandment. Those who love Jehovah will enjoy everlasting friendship with him. So again, those two scriptures, it says loving Jehovah with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength is the greatest commandment. Those who love Jehovah will enjoy everlasting friendship with him. So may it be our firm resolve then to grow in love for Jehovah throughout eternity.
Thank you, Brother Johnson.